Morning, this is Way from Kemlin Park.
Good morning, Way. This is Monty Dietz from Olympia, Washington.
Hi, Monty. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good. I haven't walked for 4 days, and finally I got back on the golf course. It's so nice.
Good. It always helps to keep that exercise up, doesn't it?
Yes. Now I need the meditation on the field. That's what I need.
That's good, that's for sure. Who else is here this morning already?
Good morning, Monty. This is Char. How are you doing?
Char, I am great, Char.
I have an 8.
Okay, Char had an 8.
I had a 9.
Way had a 9?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Anybody else here this morning with us? Feel free to speak right up, because that's what we're here for, is to help you and assist you in any way, and it's nice to know who's out there on the call this early on a Friday morning, the 13th. Yep, Friday the 13th. This is going to be a good day.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Yeah. So, Char, you home or are you down below?
No, we're at home today. Well, part of the day we're here. We're not going any place long.
Great. Good. Did you enjoy the ocean?
We did. It was beautiful down there. Picked the 2 hottest days of the year so far. Wonderful.
That's a good time to go, though, isn't it?
It is. It's a perfect
time. It's really cool down here, Shaw. That's illegal, isn't it? Wonderful.
Weather's gorgeous.
Good. Well, why don't I go ahead and get the introduction out of the way, if that'd be okay with everybody. I'd like to welcome those of you that are on the call this morning on July the 13th, and we'd like to welcome you to the Advanced Lifestyle Call. It is to provide the most current nutrition and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry, and I totally believe that when better health is attained, all areas of life will be impacted. I don't think many people could argue with that. The people you hear here today are part of a study pilot group that are actively applying both the principles found in the book, The China Study, by a gentleman named Colin Campbell, and most are utilizing the cutting-edge wellness products. The China Study, where the book begins, was the largest nutritional study ever done in the world. There were over 880 million participants, and that is a huge amount of people attending this call. In no way obligates you to make any purchases. You are our guests. We ask only that if you find this helpful and see benefit in everything you have learned, please pass on the call number and the time to others. We'd like to thank all of you that are on the call this morning for allowing us to enter in your home, your office, your car, your golf course, your high school track where you're walking, or wherever you're at this morning. Welcome to the Advanced Lifestyle Call on July 13th, 2007. So why don't we go ahead, and if you'd like to tell us who you are, where you're from, and if you're reporting points at this particular time, feel free to go ahead and do so. We have Way with us and Char with us, and I'm Monty from Olympia, and I have 9 points. So, you know, they taught me when I was involved in sales a long time ago that one of the things you do, all you do is you go ahead and you speak up, and then you say what you got to say, and then you don't, you're the first person to talk loses. So I guess a lot of people have been to sales classes or whatever.
Hi, Marty.
Yeah.
<I'm> Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
Ken. I'm here in Walmart, so I'll be on mute.
Okay, Kathleen. Thank you for speaking up. I certainly appreciate it. Oh, I can tell this is going to be a good day. Who out there has enjoyed the week, and is there anything during the week that possibly is Ed Wein's phrase of crank your tractor, or does anybody have any questions at this time that's out there, or any comments?
One reminder is that it's really worth staying clean, what I would call clean, to what I'm eating and not deviating, because when I do, I really feel it, and I like that idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's real important, you know. And of course, you listen to Campbell, and you listen to Esselstein and Dr. McDougall and everybody, and, you know, they each have their little tweaks of how they think and whatever, but I really believe that's true. You know, even in the the body balance, you know, if you taking the body balance and they're doing that, you know, if you get off that a little bit, things happen. Your body tells you and lets you know. It's amazing how our body talks to us, and how alive our bodies really are. Really.
Hi, this is Clay. It's just so nice to be back eating things out of my garden, and I have noticed that big changes again, of course, for the better. And of course, when I know when I put something that is processed some ways, just to, you know, some stuff is marinated stuff without aware of what's in it, then it just makes you really hungry. But other than that, it's just, you know, you notice you have more greens in the day, like 2 servings rather than down to none, or just observe the living food. So I'm back to sprouting again and noticing the big shift, and I've got over 1 month now. So.
Great. That's a good way. Are you enjoying the sprouting?
Yes. Well, I was going to tell Shah, I actually sprout the mung beans, but only the second day that I take some out to make it in with the brown rice, and it tastes really good, Shah. You should try it half and half.
Yeah, I know. It sounds like quite a few people are starting to do sprouting now. Of course, here again, we start reading more about the plant-based products and the value that they have, and the protein and the calcium and everything that we think our body needs is pretty much in all those particular plant-based products. It's very, very important. I know one of the things that was brought up yesterday in regards to the protein in you know, is what does it do basically? Do we have strength, get strength from protein and whatever? Well, I was amazing when I went back and did a little bit of research again and found out that back in the early 1960s and 70s and even in the early 80s, that people were, there were people out there that were speaking about this particular way of eating, and of course everybody had the common question, well, where do I get my protein from, and, you know, that protein gives us strength, and, you know, and where do I get my calcium and everything else, thinking it all came pretty well much from meats. But I'd just like to read a real quick passage. When I say quick, it's probably going to take about a minute or so, but it has to basically do with the lab results. And it says that at Yale, Professor Irving Fisher designed a series of tests to compare the stamina and strength of meat eaters against that of vegetarians. He selected men from 3 groups, meat-eating athletes, vegetarian athletes, and vegetarian sedentary subjects. Fisher reports the results of his study in the Yale Medical Journal. His findings do not seem to lend a great deal of credibility to the popular prejudices that hold meat to be a builder of strength. It says that the 3 groups compared, the flesh eaters showed far less endurance than the abstainers, they called them back in those days, which is vegetarians, even when the latter were leading a sedentary life. And basically, they said the overall score of vegetarians was over double the average score of meat eaters, even though half of the vegetarians were sedentary people. While all of the meat eaters tested were athletes, after analyzing all the factors that might have been involved in the results, Fisher concluded the difference in endurance between flesh eaters and the abstainers, plant-based people, entirely into the difference in their diet. There is strong evidence that a non-flesh diet is conducive to endurance. And when you really stop and think about that, they did another test back in a Danish team of researchers got together in 1968 and did a test comparable. And what they did with the same type of people, they put the same people, a group of people, and they fed them particular diets. And one was fed with mixed diet of meat and vegetables, and they put them on stationary bikes. And after they fed them that for some time, the average time they could pedal before muscle failure was 114 minutes. And they get this, they took the same men at a later date where they fed them a high diet in meat, milk, and eggs for a similar period that they did before, and they retested them on the bicycles, and they could only go 57 minutes. Then they took them and those same group of people and put them again on that same, on a vegetarian type plant-based item, and that same group of people fed them nothing but grains, vegetables, and fruits, and then tested them on the bicycles again, and they found that they pedaled an average of 167 minutes before failure. So when you really stop and look around the athletic world, particularly with runners and people that set world records and everything. A lot of people don't know that Arnold Schwarzenegger is another individual that totally believes in not a whole lot of protein in your diet. And there's even Mr. Universes that have been vegetarians with these big, huge bodies and everything else. So I guess the stuff that I read in the Coke China study and the Rave and everything else, the books that, you know, protein is protein, and the stuff that we get from animals kind of slows us down. When you stop and think about it, you know, when you look at athletes, if you look at football players or people that normally are have a short endurance spans of their activity, they're huge, and they do eat a lot of meat, okay? But yet you take the people that have the strongest endurance and can go the longest or whatever, these people are normally eat plant-based people, an awful lot of them. So Carl Lewis, matter of fact, the great Olympian that was a runner, he basically was a vegetarian also. So other than that was just my little information in regards to the day. Is there anybody out there that has any particular questions that you'd like to ask or anything you'd like to comment on again at this time?
Auntie, where are you reading that from?
I read it from a book that was printed in 1980.
Would it be possible for you to fax me those studies?
I can. Well, I can't fax you the studies. I can. There's references to show where the studies are, but I'll give you a call afterwards. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, but it's 1987, I think, the book was written. And also he goes back in there and talks about a lot of stuff that was done in the 60s and how people were already talking this way and really understood this. But again, you know, we come up with those kind of things, and like we all know that when there's money involved and there's a product involved, things can head in the wrong direction when we get some wrong ideas that are fed to us. And of course we as all people want to be as healthy as we can be, and when we hear people say things, sometimes we just listen to it and don't really research it and check it out. Good to hear you, Nancy. I'll write your name down here on the thing.
Hey, Monty, Mary Lou's here too, and I got in a little bit late. Do you know the name of the book?
Yeah, I know the name of the book. It's called A Diet for a New America. It's written by a gentleman named John Robbins and Dr. Andrew Weil. What's his name? W-E-I-L?
Okay. Yep.
He writes on the front the page. It says, A Diet for a New America should be read by everyone interested in healthy living. And I'm going to say something right now, and I hope it does not offend anybody on this call, but that I do a vegetarian diet for the purpose of my health. Yes, I believe it does have some environmental benefits, but I'm not into the side I hope I don't say the wrong things here for anybody out there, but I guess people don't eat their dogs and their cats, and they do it because they're pets and they really enjoy them and whatever. So I'm not on the animal saving side of this way of eating.
Not what attracted us to it, right?
No, absolutely. Was not. So some of these authors do, and John Robbins is one that is definitely on that side. So you got to kind of pick and choose, I think. And I have the ability, I learned that a long time ago when I was in another network marketing organization. I had a gentleman say to me, you know, how sometimes people will go to a meeting or they'll hear a speaker and all of a sudden they'll say, oh, I didn't like that person or whatever. And I heard a gentleman way back who was quite big in the network marketing business at the time I was in at that time, and it was honest, it was Amway, and he said, you know, it doesn't matter what you think of the speaker, it doesn't matter whether you like him or dislike him, it doesn't matter what you think he's saying, but is there one gem that you can pull out of that video, that DVD, that speech or whatever, that you can take and you can utilize for the benefit of yourself? And that's the way I kind of look at some of the books that I read and the way that some people feel about certain issues. So I'll leave it at that. Anybody have any comment? Onita, are you on the call?
Yes, I am. I'm on mute.
Okay, thank you. It's okay. You got the link and everything went okay, I take it.
Yes, I did. Thanks.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, well, I don't know where to go from here. Shaw, you got anything you want to say? It's awful quiet today.
Oh, I think it's a Friday before the weekend, and especially in the summertime. That's my thought on it. No, just that, you know, it really doesn't matter where we go or what we do. We can tailgate it with our own food, and I love the fact that everything's so much simpler, you know, on the food end of it. It's still the same with all the nutritionals. I always want to emphasize that we've got the great nutritionals, and, you know, we need to start really thinking about gearing up for the 18th of August, because that's going to be another big rhythm day that I always look forward to. And, you know, with more energy and a better way of living, makes our business just run so much smoother and easier, with the clarity of mind and all the things that we've seen happen with this. I just think over and over, I'm just amazed how all facets of our business just help us and give us an education for what we're doing. And I know this is an extension of that, but it's still related to one of the five pillars, the balance, and one that is so necessary when we look around us and we see what, you know, information we've been fed and what's available and all of that. It's just, you know, I guess I just like to reflect at times and realize how blessed we really are, you know, to be in this country and have the freedom, and yet we have to be cautious about what we believe to be true, where it's coming from and all of that. So I'm just restating.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's so important, you know, that we do delve into things, and don't be afraid to delve into them, to find out the research and to know. But, you know, when you look around the world, you know, it's just like I heard a gentleman say the other day, you know, when you look at the biggest, and I know I say this several times, but just bear with me, but when we look at the biggest animals in the world, and they're not animals, but yet we look at teeth of all meat-eating animals that are designed to eat meat and digest meat, and I think that's more, it's not so much the teeth, it's what is the digestive systems of the meat eaters. And a meat eater, like a cat or a dog or a lion or a tiger or whatever, is all designed to eat the meat and then get it through their system to get what they get out of it, the nutritional value, and get it out. You know, our bowels and everything else are so different. And you look at the lifespans of people that eat, the difference between meat eaters and animal, plant-based people. And it's amazing, isn't it, that plant-based people seem to always live longer, whether they're in Africa or whether they're wherever they're from, you know. They just eat. They are healthier longer. And we take all that animal flesh and we put it into our body, and it basically, in its poisonous and the things that we're doing. But I believe this. This is America, and we can make a choice, and people can make a choice. You know, they can decide not to, to do that, or continue to eat meat, or continue to have dairy, and fight the research and everything else. And it just, to me, I stop and I think, you know, to myself, of all the cows, all the meat that I have put in my body. We have 80 acres here, and it's almost like I think of what my family has done, and you know, their health and everything else. And I go back to Grandma and Grandpa, great, you know, and when they had their gardens, and they ate more, even though they had meat, they ate more plant-based items, and they were fresh and everything else, and had nutrition, and, you know, they were out there in their bare feet working in the garden and having a ball, and I was out there with them, you know. And I look at my grandparents, and I go, holy cow, you know, the life they had. And it wasn't an easy life necessarily, but it was a struggling life, and they were always exercising. That's why the 10 points, Shai, that you guys came up with in regards to this program are so very important, no matter what kind of an eating program or policy or belief that you have. The 10 points, it to me, is the foundation of health. And when you can adjust that with the basic foods we put in our bodies, Then we get that synergistic effect of all those 10 points of the exercise, the water, the additional nutrition, you know, the sleep, eating more grazing type, five or six meals a day, smaller ones than three bigger ones. You put all that together, it's just, I sit there and I go, wow. And then when you hear how these Dr. Esselstein and McDougall and a few others have taken people with diseases and been able to turn them around in such a short time frame, all based upon doing nothing more, and this is what's amazing, gets me, is just diet. is just diet, what they're putting in their mouth. And then when you can combine that, their programs, with our programs and the 10 points of the lifestyle and the way we believe here and what our body needs through the different technologies that Nikan has, I mean, to tell you, just you cannot be but excited about it. It's just, you know, it's just like somebody yesterday, I think, said something about, on the call, about how do you get people from the China study to the Nikan? Well, I think, and Shar, I think you said it very intelligently, and that the China study can definitely be the back door. That can be the thing that can open them up to asking us questions by nothing more than the book laying around in your front room. Or maybe you're going to have, I think that was Diane said she had some ladies or whatever, just opening the book and leaving a lace someplace with the chapter that says breast cancer, prostate cancer, whatever. You mean to tell me somebody wouldn't look at that and want to know what is this book about or whatever? And it gives us the opportunity to start talking and sharing and opening up conversations and whatever. So.
And you know what else I ran into yesterday that I just hadn't given any thought to, because we're all in hurries when we, you know, are going through places, especially ones we're familiar with, and like I say, don't necessarily ask many questions. But I was in a store, and a lot of them do, even Walmart do in their food section. They post cards with suggestions, recipe suggestions, you know, for buying their produce or whatever department you're in. And I hadn't taken any time to glance at the cards. I go through Winco all the time, and they've got all this bulk food, and I look for the organic stuff that's labeled. And I, you know, pulled up a couple cards, and they really weren't even on what I was buying, but all the cards are free. And I looked at the items. I was in the bean section, the dried beans, and pulled up a card and looked at it, and I thought, oh, this sounds good. What would I have to leave out? A little bit of Parmesan cheese. Well, big deal. If I really wanted it, I could substitute soy Parmesan. But, you know, it was such a small amount, I don't think it'd really change the flavor of it. My kind of rule of thumb is go as close to the recipe as I can to see what it would taste like. You know, not necessarily every exact item, but as close as I choose, what it would taste like the way they thought it was a great recipe to go to the work of printing it. They're only going to print the good ones because that's the ones that are going to sell their products, right?
Sure.
And then I can modify it. And, yeah, I even looked at the ones that were, you know, had some nice spices in them and could be substituted for fresh and herbs and spices, and looked at some of those, and I grabbed three or four and encouraged my friends to do the same thing. I said, this is a good, you know, oh, yeah, these sound really great. And you leave out the meat, big deal. It was not a big part of it. If I want to put soy crumbles in or something, I can't. Not necessary. So, you know, on my menu and then standing, hearing the clerk speak, she was telling the lady in front of her how to use leftover turkey. Well, I decided I'd treat my group from Holland, the kids because they're meat eaters, to one of the turkeys that's taking up space in my freezer, and I'm going to do turkey. And she was talking about leftovers, and I said, and went on, and she gave the recipe to the gal in front of her, and I said, would you repeat that once more? I'll write it in my textbook. She said, you wouldn't, any chance you'd bring me one of those when you make them? I just absolutely love them. It's my mom's recipe. Well, you know, I said, walked out, and I said, Danny, it took me a couple minutes to write this down on the back of my textbook, you know, in the store that I was in, and I said, do you think I'd score points with her? She's a lady that needs to know about what we're doing. She had high energy. I could observe that she needed to learn more about nutrition. And, you know, I thought, I go through there all the time. How hard would it be for me to take one into her and, you know, make her feel good that she shared that, and so on. I mean, these are the kinds of things I love to do, and this is what I love about the business. Every place you show, you've got opportunities to walk into a conversation one way or another if we simply open our mouth. And, you know, I love the business approach. Doesn't mean I can't use another way of getting there.
I know. And what a wonderful way to do it is by being able to talk to people about good health or better health, you know?
I'm building a relationship, aren't I?
You bet you are. And that's what the whole... And I think... You know, you'd probably know this a whole lot better than I ever would, you know, because of your size of your organization. But just think of the people in your business that you've been able to build relationships with and the strength of those businesses. You know, and I don't mean to say this against anything, but, you know, sometimes the relationships aren't as great and people don't really get in, as involved or whatever, and pretty soon they're there, and then pretty soon they're somewhere else. It's just amazing. But when you build relationships and you build those friendships and you build a trust in people, you know, amazing things can happen. You usually have friends for life.
And you know, coming up is our cruise, and I'll put a plug in for the one next year. This is a wonderful way of spending vacation time, having it be a teaching and learning time, having it be an expansion time. New people, old friends, that we don't get to see that often just because of the distances between us. And, you know, I just, all the way around, I feel so blessed for what we have and the obligation to expand it and share it with others, because whatever part of it it is, I know there's lots of people that are looking forward. I think over 100 that are looking forward to this cruise coming up in another week. A week from this coming Sunday, we'll board a ship and spend a wonderful week vacationing through Alaska. And I just went ahead and requested a vegan meal. Vegan meals. I don't have to think twice about it. You know, if I want to do something that's on that 5% animal side, yeah, I can do that too.
Sure.
So anyway, I just feel the gratefulness of been given the opportunity and all the places it has taken us, and I only encourage everybody else. Anybody else out there listening can do exactly the same thing. We're nobody exceptional. We just decided we wanted it, and we decided between our ears we were going to make it happen one way or another. And there's always a negative. That's what life's all about. Everybody has a different set or a slightly different set, but they cover the same areas. And I just say, you know, go for it, guys.
Well, you know, it's kind of like everything in life. You can either, you know, like I'm the kind of person, and my personality, you know, I got to jump in whole hog. You know, if I don't jump in whole hog, I kind of get a little wishy-washy. But, you know, it was like lifestyles or this, you know, I just had to do it. You know, and I think that, but people are a lot of different. You know, some people get in it a little bit and get their feet warm and want to do it that way. And I think that's okay, particularly looking at this particular thing. I think whatever a person needs to do in regards to thinking about a plant-based food, if it would be nothing more than one meal a week, taking their meat out of their menu for themselves and their family, and then pretty soon, you know, just a little bit more on one particular item. I have one of my distributors called me last night, and he said, boy, he said, you wouldn't believe it. He said, I'm totally, I have no milk now. He said, you know, I listened to what you had to say and whatever, and he says, I've got that. And then he got a couple boxes of cereal, and he took two boxes of cereals, and we compared the two different boxes of cereals that he bought at the store that he thought was, at a health food store that he thought was pretty healthy or whatever. And it was nice to hear him tell me what was in it and go over it and everything else. And one of the things I noticed right off the bat, under one of them, the cane juice sugar or something was the second menu, and then the item in the labeling, and then down about three or four came molasses, and then a little further down came some kind of a glycerin and everything else. And it was nice for me to be able to explain to him, because of understanding labels now more than I ever have before, you know, that, you know, that's fine, but when you really look at that, if they label all those things we just talked about in one little section, that basically would have to be the number one on the item of the ingredients, which are sugar. And we don't realize, and I guess he's starting to realize now that, you know, he's got to start looking at things that he can't depend upon when the food company says healthy or fortified or good for health or whatever type of thing that's on the label, and they don't put anything on it they can to sell it, because that's their job, that's what they got to do. And it's just nice to be able to find people that are starting to get involved more so than ever before. So I'm just really glad we have this new program that is available to us, and we can take advantage of that. So anybody have any comments or questions at this time?
One thing I wanted to comment, Monique, Kathleen,
again. Kathleen, go.
We discovered when we were visiting Shard that in the back of the China Study, our edition of the China Study, the Perfect Health book is advertised. So I thought that was interesting. Shard's edition had another book, but in ours, Perfect Health. And Perfect Health is easy reading, easy to understand, and a good place to get people going. And
yeah,
the girl's cute.
Well, like like Denny, I think Denny referred the book to Larry, and, you know, and that was one of their main comments about it, that it was easy reading and it made kind of sense, and she comes right straight to the point into a lot of things, and that's why I think these different books that we have available to us are important, because I think somebody said yesterday, you know, it's a China study, is the technical, that's the book. But I don't like technical books. I can't stand technical books to sit down and read it. But when I got into this one, I could not put it down, because for some reason, the way that it's written, even though it's loaded with gobs of information, it still is enough to tweak the brain to want to stay open to the and think, uh-oh, wow, the kind of light bulb goes on. The other ones kind of talk similar about the same kind of stuff, but they've got a lot of good ideas and a lot of good health suggestions, particularly when it comes to recipes, and you know, everybody wants to eat this particular way. So thank you for bringing that up. I certainly appreciate it. Yeah, in the back of my China study is a book called Prebiotics, which I've already double-checked and is not yet available on the market and not going to be until January of 2008. So. Yep, appreciate that. But that Perfect Health, that rave book, to me is another way of introducing this to people, and that also comes with the DVD. And there's a lot of great information. There's all kinds of information around if you really want to search for it. But like Shar kind of said, you know, you got to kind of pick and choose and decide what's best for you and how you want to take and think about it. Mary Lee, got anything you want to say before we sign off here?
Well, I have to apologize that we took the downpour. I've been running around the house closing windows. We just had the bad storm hit here. But, no, I agree with you, Monty, about the China study, though. That was the book that, I mean, I've never read a book like that in my life, and I read that book cover to cover. I just felt like I couldn't miss a single line, and it really kept me going, too. You know, as we changed the way we were eating, I mean, it just validated everything we were doing was right. So
I know we were heading the right path.
That's right,
and that's the whole idea. You know, there's all kinds of paths that people can choose. They can choose ones that are very short and very have a lot of bumps and stuff in the way. But what it gets me again, and I'll be very honest with you in regards to what I'm reading, is that when I go back. And I go back into the 60s and the 50s and the 40s and things like that, and even into the 30s of some of the people that found these things about protein and calcium and what dairy is doing to our bones and everything else, and all that information was there. But here again, I'll use the word, it was like acupuncture. You know, acupuncture hit America, and the chiropractors and the medical profession and everything else, boy, poo-hooed it like you wouldn't believe. It was... You know, it just was not the thing. It was a bunch of hooey and everything else. Well, now insurance companies turn around and let you go get acupuncture because they pay for it. Well, I think this has become, it's a different way of thinking about eating, and it goes against all the myths, you know, that we've been told and explained what is healthy for us. I sit there and I go, it was always there. It was always there, but it took something, and particularly a book like the China Study, and I heard yesterday, I watched, Nancy said something about a program that was going to be on, and I happened to, walking through the kitchen, and my mother had it on, and they were talking about people eating raw foods, and one of the ladies happened to say, and this is before the program started, was, yes, people are really getting into this, it's really becoming a fad, you know, and I thought, fad? Yeah, maybe it is going to be a fad, but the whole point, if people really get into it and do some little bit of thinking about what is going on inside my body and doing some ways to check it out, they'll find out that it's going to be a fad they're going to want to live with. They're going to want to make it mainstream and live with that for the rest of their lives, particularly for their children. I've said this before, you know, about my son. I think of all the sausage McMuffins and the Burger King croissants and all the things I've put in my son. And over all these years, and we all have heart disease, and we all have cancer. The key to it is, are we eating the food that's going to trigger those items to either become active quicker or to continue on? You know, even it's like, just to me, anybody that's eating meat has to have cholesterol in their blood and in their veins, and that's there. So I'm not a medical person, and I don't want to make any medical statements, but it just makes common sense to me. If you have a cholesterol problem and you want to lower your cholesterol, then you've got to quit putting cholesterol in your body. And I know I'm coming on a little strong here, but that's only in animal products. There is no cholesterol in plant-based items. So if you want to cut that cholesterol, and I hope you'd want to cut it all out, but if you only want to cut half the cholesterol you're putting in your body, you're still doing something good for your body as far as I'm concerned. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up today, if you don't mind, and go ahead.
All right, one question. Who is the author of Perfect Health?
Mary Ann Shearer, S-H-E-A-R-E-R.
And that's and the book that Larry read cover to cover.
Yep. Marty, and that is, yes.
Thank you. We have to watch when we tell somebody we want Perfect Health, because I called the library and said, do you have the book Perfect Health? And they said yes. They held it for me, and it was by Deepak Chopra. So we have to say Perfect Health a natural way in order to get the right book.
Yep. And also definitely make sure you tell them who the author is.
Yeah.
Okay, and also there's ways to go into your library from your internet and actually doing that yourself. That way you can find out if the book's there or not. Okay, also I want to inform everybody I got into, probably not going to say this right, Azure, is that the way it's pronounced? Azure's name,
yeah.
Sir? I got into that, I found me a, I can't believe the prices of some of that stuff in there. Even my Ezekiel grain, my cereal, I couldn't believe the price that it was compared to, if I, you know, I had to get, I think it was 3 boxes or 6 boxes, but I couldn't believe it. It was that, they think that is a great way of ordering your stuff. I know it only comes in on a monthly basis, but I really think I'm going to enjoy that particular service. That is for sure. Whoever brought that up, I think it was Char.
Well, Kathleen's the one that told me,
okay.
Yes, I did mention it, but I wanted to wait until, you know, a few people were already into this a bit, but a lot of them you can buy just in the, you know, the regular sizes, too, to try. So
sure.
We have delivery twice a month. Yours is only once a month, huh?
Yep, we only get it once a month up here, mm-hmm. and I'm thinking about trying to find some people real close to me here that might be interested in doing something like that.
And what a way to prospect.
Absolutely. What a way. What isn't there a way to prospect? If you look at it as such and look at it as a little nugget that you can think, say, okay, how can I'm getting off base here, I'm sorry.
People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And when you're offering something that you're doing and there's, you know, no charge for offering the information and them a chance to buy at a better price and more wholesome food, you know, why would they not want to?
You know, it's kind of funny because I mentioned that Azure standard to somebody when I was talking with some of I was with a small group of our people up in Everett. And this one lady, she's fairly new, she said, oh, I've been buying from them for years. My gosh, here.
I couldn't believe how big.
We need to talk more, don't we?
Yeah, I couldn't believe how big it was and how many states that it actually covered, you know. Man, this comes right out of Oregon. The company started right out of Oregon. Absolutely amazing. Well, anyhow.
There are other companies that do exactly the same thing if we just look around.
Oh yeah, I have. I use a company here called Spud up in this, and comes out of the Seattle area, and they deliver. I got quite a few vegetables and fruits and all that kind of stuff from them. And when we was in the lifestyle, I used to get some other stuff from them too that I don't get no more and put in my body. But I'm just excited. Anybody have one last comment and wrap up the Friday the 13th here?
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's a lucky day. It's a good day. I'll remember, it all depends on how you look at it, how you see through the eyes.
His first appointment with a naturopath on Friday the 13th. That is a great sign.
Good. Well, I'd like to just thank each and every one for being here, and I'd like to thank the Study Pilot Group for speaking up. I certainly appreciate that and your support in this call and this commitment to the program. And second of all, if there's any guests out there, I certainly would like to thank you for joining us this morning. We really appreciate you being here. The call is for you to answer any questions or comments. And if you need to get some right away, let me direct you to the person that invited you to the call. Go ahead and give them a call back. And if you have any questions, they'll be able to assist you in any way that they possibly can. All I can say is it's a wonderful day, which is the 13th. Please join us again on Monday. There'll be somebody here that will be very good. Char, who's the host on Monday?
Well, let's see. That's the turn for a guest speaker. So, yes, I guess I am.
Okay. Great. Other than that, appreciate each and every one of you. Go out and make it a 10. do the best you can possibly do. Think about what we talked about today or you've heard in the past, and just make a choice that's best for you and you and your family. Have a great day.
Thanks, Bye-bye. Bye.